This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Thank you for coming, and I would like to introduce my co-host, Mr. Coleman. Are you in the house?
Hello, Jenny White. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. TGIF.
All right. I know that's right. Okay,
another, thank
well,
God
tonight,
it's Friday.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thank God it's any day. Any.
Yeah,
A-N-Y. Yes. So right now I'd like to introduce my guest, and this is Auntie Nay. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
You okay?
Oh, yes, we're doing well over here on the cornerstone of Yellowstone.
Okay. How you doing with this pandemic?
Well, basically, I stay social distance. Everybody kind of kept me in a bubble initially. But you know me, I can't. That's sitting up all over here on this cornerstone, getting back at it. But I think for the most part, I fare fairly well. One have done very well. We fear through this. I know many others, unfortunately, who have lost family and loved ones inside I have been blessed that I have been bypassed by that much of it. So, but for the most part, I've been blessed over here.
Well, that's a good thing. So, it's a lot of people that have lost their loved ones, as you said. So, you know, it's a blessing. That's why I said when my co-host said, thank God it's Friday, thank God it's any day. So now we're going to get to the place where we start asking you questions. So, Auntie Nay, how'd you get that name?
Well, actually, Nay is short for Renee,
okay,
which is actually my middle name, but Auntie Nay came from the community and nieces and nephews all calling me Auntie Nay. It stemmed from Mama Nay, Miss Nay, the name that I've gone by over here on this cornerstone of Yellowstone for many, many years now. So Auntie Nay just became the brand logo that carried along with the village, with the house and the programs and organizations. It was that Auntie Nay that everyone called me by.
Okay. So, you know, this is very interesting. I was reading up on you. How in the world? I mean, you guys came from Missouri in the 60s and you stopped on Yellowstone, huh? And there you've been.
Well, initially born in Monroe, my grandparents migrated doing farm work, cropping like many others, seasonal work. From there to Detroit, my grandmother and my mom here in Detroit, working, laboring here in Detroit. My grandfather, who's Army, retired like many others, found work here at Detroit, working at Link's Engineering, retired from Link Engineering, married to my grandparents, and grandparents ended up raising me over here on this cornerstone of Yellowstone, and ergo, like the history of many others, our roots were planted, and here we remain.
All right, all right. So tell us how you started your community. You're just doing so many things. When did you start doing that?
Well, first of all, I can truly say that it's not me, it's the Lord. And again, it's not just that, it's the community that does this. I was just that lady that just started it by simply putting free clothes and free food in a crate and on a table on my corner by just giving that in which I had back to those that were in need. With the start of that and the love and the support of community and friends and family and so many others, and the blessing of the Lord, well, we have grown from that little corner with the crate and the table to the whole block of Yellowstone practically.
So wait a minute. You said you put a table out with clothes on it?
Yes, ma'am. A table with some clothes and a crate with some food items in it, canned goods, things like that. And a sign that said, free, help yourself. I was just crazy enough to believe that if I put it out there, those that were in need would actually want it and come and get it. And lo and behold, well, by magic, it worked.
Yeah, but you've come a long way since that. This
well, that
amazing.
Is
amazing.
That again is due to the diligent work of those that have been supportive, the community, my college students, my board members, family and friends, everyone that has come together and collectively have caused Auntie Nays to become a true village. That has been the bridge over hard times for many.
And you know what? That's really interesting, because you partner with universities and colleges across the country. That's
yes,
what
ma'am.
I read.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am,
okay.
And that is so true. In fact, Auntie Nays wouldn't be where it's at now if it weren't for what I call my OB babies, which are my Oberlin babies and my Wayne State babies, but Pacific Oberlin babies that started off with me from the get-go. As I said before, I always love mentioning him. His name is Jackson, but I call him my Josh. He was one of my original Oberlin babies, and he's now a board member on Auntie Nays' board, starting at Oberlin College, and Aaron Apple, that's one of my original, I call them my OGs, my original babies, but they're also from Oberlin College. Aaron helped, he and Clay and others helped wrote the grant that we got for the Kresge's to create our medical clinic. My Wayne State babies, they're the ones that helped run the medical clinic. My Mercy babies, all of the colleges all over. And, in fact, many colleges have come from Bowling Green to Steph. I mean, I could name a number of universities that's been here at Auntie Nays. I was just honored when I found out Auntie Nays ranked as one of the fifth of the alternative spring breaks. Places to come to do your spring break time. It was just awesome to find that out. One of the programs that you would want to come and volunteer in spring is spring break. I mean, come on. Who really wants to put in work on spring break? And to find out Auntie Nays ranked number 5 up in there, I was truly honored that throughout the world, colleges loved Auntie Nays.
Oh, that's amazing. How many years?
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
You know, okay, after you put the table out and put a few cans out and some clothes, you did that consistently, evidently.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. I was known to go through the family and tell them, oh, that top looks ugly on you. You should give it to me. Oh, that dress makes you look fat. Give me that dress. Oh, them pants are too big. And I would just fandazzle and fang dangle, and they would just laugh and joke at me like, who needs a pair of pants, Renee? Who's in need of a dress, Renee? Who are you trying to get a shirt for, Renee? And they would just give. They just knew that was me. And they would just give it. And with that, I was able to place it out there and help others that said, well, Miss Nay, I need a pair of shoes. Miss Nay, I need a coat. Miss Nay, I need. And others came along that were able to help me meet those needs by saying, what is it that you need to help others? And through that, well, we have now grown.
So you've been over there quite some time. Do you have any neighbors still that are still there and maybe helping you?
Well, there are neighbors still here on the block. I have exactly three, to be exact, still left over here on this little dead end of Yellowstone. And unfortunately, those three neighbors don't find, as they say, the clientele that makes their way down here, the undesirables that find their way over here, and sometimes the unruly children that will get out there with some of the language. But that's the reason why I started this. Giving the children someplace to go where there would be structure, where there would be guidance, where there'd be that old lady sitting up over there saying, you better watch your mouth, and and give them that security while they played and had fun, along with having those that were in need being able to know that there was somebody offering those services without a question of their business. What you got, how much you got, where you were at, what you're doing. None of those things concerned me. The only thing that concerned me was that food on that table or those clothes out there were able to aid you.
Okay.
So being able to give that back in the sense of what I was able to do, well, it kind of let me just turn the other cheek, as I like to say, to those neighbors that just found what Auntie Nays was doing over here unacceptable for them.
They're still not embracing you? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, no, no. And I grew up with these neighbors. So, again, that's nothing new. Certain
yeah, but haven't you,
haven't
you acquired more land in the area?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And our programs have grown even more. In fact, again, thanks to the Kresge Grant, we're now creating a commercialized nutrition kitchen where we purchase shipping containers to turn into freezing units. We've got a full commercial banquet area. And thanks to that, due to the pandemic taking place, when I say thanks to that, I mean thanks to Kresge and donors, we were able to set up our emergency food program the moment that the pandemic set about. So due to that, we were able to put together an emergency food pandemic program thanks to FEMA gleaners and other food programs. Auntie Nay's house now passed out over 30,000 pounds of food a week. Again, one of the things that we've been trying to do is make sure that whatever the true needs have been in society's day-to-day living, we've been able in some way, form, or fashion been able to be that aid or that Band-Aid to help meet that need.
So you're going out every day? I mean, are you like gleaners, Forgotten Harvest, and those, you know, businesses that are...
No. They've sponsored us with the food box programs and along with our community gardens and other partners, Helping Hands and things like that. We've been able, Food Rescue, Dora's been awesome. Her program, we've been able to manifest putting out 30,000 pounds of food a week from our Pop It, Drop It program on Saturdays, where if you pull up and pop your truck, we'll drop a box of food off in it, along with the Humane Society who supported us with dog food. We pass out diapers, adults and children's formulas, hygiene kits, thanks to Medical World Relief. Coming together with these other programs, thanks to them, we've been able to do our pandemic food program. We've been able to deliver food boxes directly to our clients' residents without ever having to come in contact or even having to come in contact with anyone here on the village. You'll put the volunteers pull up, they sign in, they text how many boxes they're able to load into their vehicle. They're being texted back a route to deliver them to. They load the boxes up from one of the two trucks. They can go ahead on, deliver the boxes to the residents' houses, text them or call them to notify their boxes been dropped off. So our Stay Safe program. I'm sorry?
No, I just said, oh, wow.
Well,
that's amazing.
Day program is, yes, ma'am. And we've been very, very, very cautious and careful with our social distancing with that. So, again, making sure no one comes in contact. And our volunteers have been the ones that I must salute them. And the group that came together, I call her my blueberry, but her name is Jaleesa. She and Ed and Athena, others, got together. And they said, Auntie Nay, what can we do to help? And I said, I need to get food out to people. And they said, you got it. And they reached out, and from Kresge's helping us to, again, FEMA and Gleaners and Whole Foods and these other organizations, we've been able to put out 30,000 pounds of food a week.
That's amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean,
it's awesome. And that's all done right here off of this little dead end of Yellowstone, our cornerstone of Yellowstone, as I like to call it.
All right.
That's a big deal.
It is.
Now, let me ask you, do you have a mission statement?
Well, our statement is to be the bridge over hard times. Two legs, four flippers, and beaks. If you make it through the gate, Auntie Nell will bring you through the door. And if she can't meet your needs, she'll send you to someone who can for sure. We let nothing go and nobody go without.
All right. And how long have you been doing this? When did you start?
Auntie Nay's officially started in 2010, and thanks to Mark Covening of Georgia Street, who, bless his heart, became our physical sponsor initially, we were able to go from that to becoming our own 501c3.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty cool. So now people can donate to you and tell the government, you know, this is who I gave it to. So maybe they'll get a little change back, huh? That's pretty good.
Yes, ma'am. And I do encourage folks, please. I mean, with all that's going on right now, I know it's hard to want to give, but to give to the least of is to give to the most of. And giving to organizations like Auntie Nays and others who right now have really carried the brunt of this pandemic right now by trying to be that have covered so many others could definitely use that kind of support. I'll say again, even though we got the Kresge grant, trying to rehab a whole home to turn into a commercialized kitchen and a banquet area, along with developing a full community garden, amongst other things, a freezer area and all, it took a big chunk and took the majority chunk of what's to be Kresge's grant, but to take a portion of that as well and integrate that into a food pandemic program, look at what we've been able to accomplish. And that, along with the donations of donors that have come through, it just shows that when the unity is put back into where it's needed inside of a community, what we can all come together and accomplish.
Let me ask you, besides monetary donations, anybody that wants to contribute monetarily, how would they go about doing that?
Well, I encourage at all times, please, feel free.
You have Cash App you have a Cash App? How would someone donate financially if they wanted to donate, $20, $10?
You can go to our webpage, and you can go there and click on the link there, and it'll send you directly to our FlipCause. Or you can go to FlipCause themselves, go down to Auntie Nays. It will pull up Auntie Nays, and you're welcome to go there and donate. Again, we're always able to accept checks. You're welcome to mail them to 12028 Yellowstone Street in care of Auntie Nays' house. And the check can be made out to either Auntie Nays' house or Auntie Nays' village.
Okay, and what's the website?
Now, mind you, I'm always open for volunteers. Now, that's more priceless than checks in most cases. I could definitely use some volunteers.
Okay, now, what? To do
due
what?
To pandemic and pandemic and corona right now, many of the college students weren't able to get out and do the volunteers that they usually do, as well as many volunteers that would come throughout communities. So, again, from helping out with our Saturday's Pop It, Drop It with the popping of your trunk and we drop the food boxes in, to our rearranging of our clothing program now where we're now turning it into a free sale shipping container service store where it'll look like a little department store when you walk up in there and collect up out of there, to working at our building of the Nutrition House, our food pandemic, delivering doing our delivery service to the community with the food boxes. We have a tutoring program where we're working with the schools to help some of our students who are falling behind in many ways due to this virtual learning. We encourage those who may not be in school working right now or who have the extra hours to come and volunteer and help out with that as well. We have our clothing program, and right now we're pushing forth with our Secret Santa program. We encourage those to donate and come and volunteer hours to help out with that as well.
Now, what's a phone number people can reach you at if they are interested in volunteering?
You can contact me at 313-808-8940, which is myself, Auntie Nay. Or you can contact my assistant, Stephanie Salazar, at 313-974-1030. That's 1030.
Okay, and what's your website?
It's Auntie Nay's House.
Spell that. That's N-E-E.
That's A-U-N-T-I-E. Nays as in no, A as in apple, S as in snake, house, H-O-U-S-E.
All right, very good. Auntie Nays House. 12028 Yellowstone.
Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as my grandson now tells me.
All right, I'm sitting here looking at your picture.
Look at that thing. We're not supposed to do that. I thought we were being nice to all of our guests.
No, that's okay. Now, do you take clothes donations and food donations as well?
Yes, sir, we do. As I said, I don't turn down nothing but my collar, and I usually don't wear one because I don't want to have to turn it down either. In the community, I can't afford to turn anything down. I have found everything to become a necessity depending on what your need in life may be.
That's true. Yeah. I can see that.
So what do you have? What's on your wish list? If you could have anything that you wanted right now, what would be on your wish list?
I guess for somebody to come on in the millionaire capacity to adopt Auntie Nay so I can continue to develop and grow over here off of this cornerstone of Yellowstone and show my city of Detroit what a little old lady's concept of what her city should look like could be created and built up to be.
All right.
You know, that's amazing. So, you took that from a few clothes on a table and a few cans, and out of that, a village was created. That's amazing.
Well, and through the concept of what I grew up on, which was once called hand-me-downs, the concept behind it was hand it around. You're not through with it yet. It's not over with. Somebody else can wash it, press it, and dry it and look just as good as it did when you bought it. And not everybody can go to the thrift store, and don't get me wrong, the thrift store prices are wonderful. But when you've got to choose between clothes and food, clothes usually goes without. And it makes no sense that some of ours have to walk around looking like they've just been tossed away. When we're throwing away clothes, when they're scattered all over up and down the streets out of these shipping containers and things. So, no, why not put them back out there and give them to them free with access to them? They won't break into the boxes if they're someplace they can go and get the clothes from free. They won't break into other places looking for clothing if they can get them free. Food items are great with being free in the communities, but when it's hard for the community members to get to the food, then what good is the free food in the community? So many of the concept for most of this came from, well, if your neighbor down the street needs it, please take it to your neighbor down the street. If the children across the street are in need of it, then please take it to the children across the street. It's not costing you anything.
That's true.
Again, we can come together and stand together and support each other. Dollars don't always have to be what makes the sense in this.
Okay. Now, I heard you mention a Kresge grant. Now, I have seen on television where Mayor Duggan, were they shoveling something or, you know,
fixing to build a facility?
Duggan with Auntie Nay building a facility?
Oh, well, that wasn't you. Okay, I'm sorry. I
definitely don't.
But you did
so, no
get
man.
A grant.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
We did get
two grants from Kresge. One, we created a community-free medical facility, which right now we've alternated due to Corona because we closed it up. We're using it now as part of our food pandemic program, where we're storing food items in it at this present point in time to continue our food pandemic program. As I said, pushing out 30,000 pounds of food a week as we continue to work on the home that we got the second grant for, which is our commercialized community kitchen. And that's what we're getting, what we're creating now. Unfortunately, we're running behind due to, again, Corona, because we weren't able to get the construction workers and volunteers in there. But in between, we've been able to get some of the work done. So at this point, we've just gone forth and continued to work on what's going to become the community commercialized banquet kitchen learning area.
So are you remodeling homes or, you know, changing
well,
up.
What it
you
is,
have empty homes on your street, do you?
What it is that, again, I grew up over in here. Most of the family members and friends that I knew grew up in these homes on this block. Like many, they lost their homes on this block for whatever reason, left and moved away. I started seeing the decay that was taking place. Again, prayers went up. My Oberlin babies, family and friends, grants, we were able to go by little and purchase homes throughout the block, rehab the homes, start running programs out of the homes while alternating them for shelter for those that were in need.
Okay, so you not only have emergency housing, you have long-term housing as well.
Well, it's not considered long-term. What it is we work with you long enough for you to get a job or a source of income where you can save up your source of, and we work with you to obtain your own personal residence.
Okay. That's pretty good. And your gardens, are you a good gardener?
Well, I won't say I necessarily have that great green thumb. But there are others out there that do. I guess I'm the one that they say as the Dr. Doolittle around here. I bring the people and the animals, the two legs and the four. You hear the laughter behind me. Again, that's because it's true when I say two legs, four flipper fins, beaks. If you make it to the gate, I'll bring you through the door. Dogs, cats, turtles, hens, roosters, goats, you name it, I've got it practically over here on the corner. So it's funny to hear that to the fact
and you
that,
use
again,
it all, huh? You use it
and
all.
And I use it all. So,
all right.
So I would say for me, I'm more of the Dr. Doolittle. I'm the animal one. I love the animals and the people. The garden, well, that's kind of Mr. Zeke and the volunteers and Mr. Ed. He's out there with that. And the clothing program, well, that's my little sassy fashionistas, as I call them. And everyone, I guess you could say everyone has their own little glitch in it in their own way. Miss Jackie, who, as you were mentioning earlier, permanent housing, who's been able to purchase what we call one of our emergency shelter areas where it's needed. She'll take a resident in there if I need the extra space in the home she now owns. So again, everybody, as I say, applies their hands to the land in the sense of that manifests and grows and harvests a unity over here in this community area.
Do you have many vacant houses there? Or you bought them all up?
I was just going to say, when you say vacant, what do you mean vacant? Because those on this block now are occupied all except for one. And we're still begging the city to let us obtain that one, but they're looking to demolition that one. But we still have hope. We're still hoping we might be able to turn that into our mercy and grace home.
So how many do you have?
We have six.
Okay. So you have six of the houses on your block, right?
Well, I have five houses on my block. And then there's another home around that we own as well.
Okay. And then you have your three neighbors that have been with you for years, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay, I gotcha. And they don't do anything, right?
Well, no, they're not a part of our programs or anything like that. No, ma'am.
Okay. So you also provide shelter for those that are homeless and those that are being abused, and they can just come to you if they don't have anywhere to stay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes it's gotten so bad, especially during the winter months. I've had to take air mattresses and place them in rooms in order to make sure that we've been able to offer shelter. Also, during the winter months, we open up our medical clinic at night and use it as our warmth center. It's what we call our find a spot, cop a squat. If you can find a spot to sit, we offer you coffee, a blanket, and a little bite to eat, and warmth. And you're welcome to sit there and enjoy the company of others. Again, due to Corona, we may have to downsize the amount that we're allowed to use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to try to even manifest a way to use my lots with maybe even warming tents, possibly, depending on the weather and how we can come about to make that work. But again, never leaving out or missing a chance or opportunity to be that helping hand to help others in need. From using the lots to be able to camp out and make it a warm center, to alternating the homes and the programs from one thing in a day to another at night.
So how does that medical house, how does that run? Do you have registered medical faculty that is helping you?
Well, again, I've been blessed with that thanks to Dr. Apple and the medical department at Wayne State. They've been able to use their facility, their staff there. Excuse me. Their staff there, and it's a training facility that they've been able to bring the students and allow the students to do the training, or what do you call it? Hands-on training. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And the students get their hands-on training at the clinic. So it's low to no cost for me because the students run the clinic and the doctors and the Wayne State medical department kind of help oversees and overruns the clinic.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I just gave them a building to do the things in. From that to the resource programs to the many other ways that we're able to alternate the medical clinic.
And you were talking about the kids volunteer as well. So does that count for a school? You know, they have to do X amount of hours.
Yes, ma'am. That gets them the credit hours that they need in school for hands-on. So, yes, it works both ways. They get the credit hours and the hands-on training, and I get to give the community free medical assistance.
That is really good. That is really good. Okay.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay, so you got a lot of stuff going. How do you do all of that and keep up with this? And you must, how many people do you have on your staff?
Well, wonderfully, the staff members that I have are mostly a lot of volunteers that are dedicated. But the dedicated 10 staff members that I have every day are the ones that oversee and help maintain things. In fact, most of the staff that I have here started off as either those that were in need of services here themselves and found that Auntie Nay's Village met that need, and they just couldn't let go and kept coming back and, well, made themselves a part of it as they found staff here themselves and are gainfully employed, or are still a villager here on the village themselves as either a homeowner like Miss Jackie herself, or either Miss Eulalie, who is our teacher, who found residency here seeking out emergency shelter, or even Miss Stephanie, who's the secretary assistant here, who also now sits on our board, who was able to find emergency shelter here, who is now a homeowner herself. So, again, they found either what it was their body needed, their minds needed, their souls needed, or even their pockets needed to find rest of here at Auntie Nay's Village that has given them the strength to either go and do what they needed to do in life and come back and bring back that year to Auntie Nay's Village and apply it, or have never left and have continued to make themselves a part of and have dedicated Auntie Nay's Village to the growth that it is.
That's really nice. Having said that, I'm just going to say that those of you that are listening, if you would like to ask Auntie Nay a question or make a comment, just press the 1 on your keypad. And right now we're going to go to a break, and we're coming back. So this is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. All-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, president and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
We'll be back to the Let's Talk About It, Jenny White Show.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
we're back to the Let's Talk About It show.
Okay, so we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight we're talking to Auntie Nay, who has created a village, and I mean a village, which is amazing, and it takes a lot of work. I don't take that for granted, because I know you got to do some work and keep this, that, and the other together. So, I mean, you know, it's amazing. And like I said before I left on break, that if you have a question or like to make a comment, press the 1 on your keypad. So, Auntie, just like my co-host asked you about, did you have a wish list? Did you tell him, or you just said you needed more volunteers?
Well, I kind of jokingly said I just needed a millionaire to come on and adopt Auntie Nay's village.
We knew that. We just threw that out.
But I guess, you know, my greatest wish list, if I really could wish, would be that programs like Auntie Nay's just wouldn't need to be necessary. That the understanding and consideration that hardship is what we can all suffer under at just a moment notice, that opens us up to want to be that's there for actually being my brother and sister keeper, being that's there for my neighbor, letting not the child across the street go lacking because it's not my child. I mean, I hear you do the autism commercial, and yet my grandson, who we still say is autistic, but was never given the rightful chance to be diagnosed as autistic, still suffers under the same criteria. The harshness that he suffered under and the lackness that he would have had to have gone through if not been his grandmother being Auntie Nay. Our babies that go through so much, the mothers that have to make a choice between feeding her children, paying bills, or buying school uniforms. For things like this not to be the hardship in such a wonderful country that we live in, to have to decide whether you can pay a water bill or a utility bill and keep these things going while trying to raise your children or take care of your elderly parent in such a great country where we're charging folks and taxing folks and shutting off the water. We're shutting off utilities. We're arguing about insurance. Are you kidding me? My Christmas wish would be that none of that was necessary.
Well, I'll just say that we're glad that you're doing what you're doing, because you're helping a lot of people. And I know a lot of them probably have come back to thank you. And some maybe, you know, took what you had and didn't say thank you. But it's okay. It's okay. Because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So I just think it's amazing. I especially like the fact that the trainees from the hospitals and clinics, you know, help you with that. How do you do your tutoring? Who do you have to do your tutoring?
Well, again, I can thank the college students and build on programs such as that. The young lady, Chelsea, that started initially bringing high school students here to mediate and work with the students, my students here, my Wayne State students who picked up a lot of the volunteering programs, and even down to the young lady, Eulalie, who runs our education program here now. Through
Is her name Betsy Ross? Betsy Voss?
Sorry?
Never mind. Nah, I was just trying to make a joke. I was just asking you if...
I got it, the Betsy Ross joke. If you met Eulalie, that would be kind of funny. It truly would.
Okay.
But you would have to meet Eulalie to get the joke behind that.
Auntie Nay, come on. Keep up with it. Keep up.
I got it. That's why I said you would have to meet you. You would have to meet you lately to get the joke behind the joke with the Betsy Ross. But
yeah.
She's wonderful in herself. And it is funny, too, because the joke is, as we say, she's that mean school teacher that you got with the glasses and the twisty bun in the back of the head with the long ruler. But she's wonderful in herself, and she's laughing at that. She's got a great sense of humor. But, again, it's through wonderful, again, volunteers and wonderful folks such as those that make Auntie Nays what it is. I'm just one simple individual. There was no way I could do any of this. Don't get me wrong. The Lord gave me strength to do as much as I could. But all of this is done through the love and the support of the volunteers and their family and their friends and their loved ones and those who have come here and applied their hands to the land. Thanks is nothing I ever look for, but I feel I get it every day that the Lord get me back up and let me get back out here and get started. But to know that it makes a difference in a sense of, that's thanks enough. That's thanks enough. You should see the kids sometimes when they come over here and they get some of these old used toys that come through. Our Secret Santa program, last year we gave away over 300 bikes thanks to Bikes for Kids bike program, along with donors who came through and gave us over $3,000, and we went out and played the treasure hunt Christmas program, and we were able to buy all these kids' toys over through here. And you should have seen the relief of parents that weren't going to be able to do that. And can you imagine how much more difficult that's going to be this year, the hardship that many parents have suffered under not being able to work? I just got through dealing with DTE, being told that they're shutting folks' lights off, everybody that owe over $130, if they're not enrolled in some kind of payment plan and things. The pressure under those things as a single parent, as a working mother, that's too much. On top of Corona, come on, that's too much.
So what you're saying is they didn't extend it.
No,
they didn't extend it.
They did not extend it. They've been turning people's DTE off. Yes, they have. They've been turning folks' things off.
You know, that, oh gosh. I don't know what to say.
So, again, as I said, to be out on this battlefield doing what I do, if I strike a good one by servicing a family, if I can strike one for the team by being able to help out this mother or make this child smile or take this mother off the street or help this elderly person, then so be it. I've got my thing.
All right. So do you have many males in your program that come through?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a home of, what do you call, it's called Adult Foster Care Facility. And it's a group of men. They come through here at least twice a week, and they're part of our food program. We've got others that come through here that are on low income. They're part of our food and clothing program. We have those that like to just come and work in the garden and collect and receive from the garden. I've got volunteers that come through, and they just want to come through and help out that are men themselves. But as far as in need of the program, I'll say again, you can't place a figure on that, because I've had a neighbor tell me, Miss May, I just went to the grocery store and I forgot to get my onion and bell pepper. Can I get one out the garden? It don't make you broke. That just means you forgot to get your bell pepper and onion, and you're not willing to go all the way back to the store when there's a garden down the street from you. Okay?
Yeah,
so, it's not just something that you can say, oh, it's for poor folks. No, it's for community folks.
You got any greens down there?
They freezing over right now, and them collard greens have already been claimed. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, ma'am. I got something going on over here. You know us now. We want the collard greens, the green tomatoes.
That's
we know
right.
how that season goes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Thanksgiving. We got Thanksgiving coming up. We know what we're looking for. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, see, you got it going on. That is wonderful. I'm so proud of you. I really am. Because a lot of people wouldn't do that.
That means that I'm honored. That means a lot. Thank you so very much, coming from you. That's a wonderful honor.
I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on. I'm telling you. So with
well,
the pandemic, though, you're
it's
still.
Not me, because
I know
I'm disabled. I don't mess around and tell
but
nobody none shy of that. Because if the Lord didn't sit me down, He wouldn't have set me still long enough to open my eyes to the needs of those in my community to raise me up to make me get started doing something about it. But
well,
that disability didn't mean that I was unable. It just means I'm a little disabled in doing things. But He sent me those that were able to help me get it done. And this is what the outcome has become.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. I always love it when you come on. You have so much interesting to say. You know, it's just amazing the things that you do.
Well,
but, you know, that's got to be your calling. Got to be. So
well,
you're in the top 10 or the top 5.
Well, that just makes me crazy enough to want to deal with college kids for a while. No, I love that they're ball. They bring a bunch of energy. I love the different spirit that they bring to Detroit when they come from different. And again, it's the ability to bring different ethnic backgrounds, different cultures to a little small cornerstone of Yellowstone around a group of centered of neighbors that would ordinarily not go any further than their area. And yet this area has exceeded the multitude of different cultures just inside of these few years that Auntie Nay's house has been here and the colleges have been a part of. The different ethnic groups, the different background, the different cultures, the many different foods and things like that that has been brought here on this cornerstone of Yellowstone. It's been wonderful. That in itself has been a fairy tale.
Do you go out and speak?
Yes, I do. Here recently, I haven't. Within the last 3 years, the sickness and the death of my husband kind of prohibited me from leaving. And then, of course, this year with Corona. But prior to that, I was going around. I'd done a couple lectures at, of course, my Oberlin College. They know they can always call on Auntie Nay. There's been Wayne State. There have been a few lectures and talks that I've gone around and done. Unfortunately, I missed the last one in New Orleans. I was in the hospital with pneumonia, but Cresty sent a bunch of us there. But, yes, ma'am, I've done talks. I've done lectures. I've spoke about community gatherings and how it's been difficult even as a woman doing what I'm doing. There's nothing like Auntie Nay's anywhere else. And it sets a precedent and a pattern for others of how simply coming together in a unity of just taking what you no longer need.
And handing it
to someone else, just giving it to them. Not
because
they owe you nothing.
Do you do any testing? Coronavirus testing? Have you done any of that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. But we do request that you do get tested if you're looking to volunteer or participate anyway here on the village, especially if you will be in contact. If you're doing delivery food, then that's fine because you won't be coming in contact. But if you're looking to prolong your volunteer services here, we do ask that you have been tested or that you do get tested.
All right. Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. So, okay, well, if there are no questions, no comments, my co-host, you don't have anything else to say?
No, I think that you, been very blessed to do what you're doing. I think that, when God calls us, we have to answer the call. And, with that being said, it seems like you've learned a lot through the years in regards to what the needs are in the community and being able to do the best that you can to meet them. Would you be looking for a larger location or what would be some of the other things that you would like to do for the program, I guess, in the next 3 years, 3 to 5 years? Where would you like to see the program evolve to?
Well, if I was blessed enough in the next 3 to 5 years, I'd like to purchase several buildings over here on, well, adjacent to the cornerstone of Yellowstone. One, I would like to open up as a training center to start with our junior high and high school students, and back giving them that training, Voltec training that they used to get, only doing it along different fields, along the medical field, opening up dentistry, podiatrists, nursing, and things like that, while giving them hands-on training here at the clinic here at Antunes. I would like to open another apartment building and start my second chance apartment program, piggybacking off of our program that we have now, assisting with emergency shelter and graduating into residency. There is also another building over here that I'd like to purchase and make it a community spot where there'd be book sellings, gatherings, poetry speakings, little things like that in the community that we're working on getting those to come together with us. So I guess in the next 3 to 5 years, from that even down to purchasing a lot and putting our Saturday and Sunday movie breakfast together for the kids with the Saturday cartoons and breakfast for them and play areas and things like that. There's a lot that I have envisioned for my community area over in here that, well, being a long withstanding community member, would like to see grow and develop. So in the next 3 to 5 years, I guess I'd like to see this lady take the cornerstone of Yellowstone and move it on up a couple of blocks or so.
All right. Well, give us your contact information again, your phone number, and your website for those that would like to donate food, money, or anything else, or volunteer to the program.
Well, again, you can reach me. That would be Auntie Nay, at 313-808-8940. Again, 313-808-8940. Or you can pull us up on Facebook at Auntie Nay's House. You can also drop us a line at AuntieNay'sHouse@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at Auntie Nay's, as well as you're welcome to go to our webpage, Auntie Nay's House,
It's okay.
Auntie Nay's Village, and I guarantee you it'll come up. I just got it tongue tied as my tongue could tie around that. And I had it all going real fast. I'm so sorry I was there again.
Oh, listen, that's okay. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I was going with it. They thought I was going to get it. I almost had it.
Yeah, you were slow.
And again,
yeah,
if you'd like to sign up for our volunteer, you can sign up for volunteering. It's on that on the site as well. And for donations. And you're welcome. We have an open door policy. You can always stop by on our cornerstone of Yellowstone and check us out. I tell everybody, don't be surprised. It looks like a second bird Heidelberg project, but because there's so much going on right now, there's a lot to take in.
All right.
You could have said anything but Heidelberg. Okay.
Hey, I love that place.
Do you?
I just love the creativity about the whole concept of it. I just love the artistry about it, the way it just speaks in volume about things. I really do. I love the artwork up in there. It's not in the box. It's out the box, and that's what I love about it.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. So is there anything else that you would like to leave us with? I know you've said a lot, but is there one little thing you'd like to leave us with?
Everybody, please. I know you're probably as tired as I am of hearing, please get out and vote, get out and vote.
But there's not
enough to be said about get out and vote. We can only make a change if we take the time to change when we can. Get out and vote.
Very good.
I second the motion. Okay, co-host, do you have anything else that you would like to leave us with?
No, I think on that note, Auntie Nate said it all. Make sure that you do the right thing at the polls on Tuesday if you haven't already early voted. And if you are looking for a place to support that is doing great work in the community, definitely look up Auntie Nay's house or Auntie Nay's village. They're doing some great work in the community, helping the least of these to, you know, become upstanding citizens that are willing to give back to others that are looking, you know,
yeah,
that need a handout in their time of need. So I think you're doing a great job. Thanks for being a guest on the show. And back to you, Jenny White.
Okay. And as he said, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. And, you know, we're going to do something. I don't know what. Donate, volunteer, you know, we're going to do something with you, for you, whatever. But, you know, we'll be in touch.
Well, I thank you guys, and I thank you so very much. You, as always, you are a wonderful host, a queen in my sight. And listen, if anybody knows of anyone in need of food tomorrow, Auntie Nays is doing the Pop It, Drop It from 12 to 5 right here on the cornerstone of Yellowstone and Elmhurst. You pull up and pop your trunk, and we'll drop a box of food off into it for you.
All right.
And we've got a Halloween haunted maze that we're going to be showing off from 5 to 8, passing out candy to the kids. We're also offering up hygiene kits, diapers, formulas, dog food, cat food, and clothes to the community. Did I forget anything? I think I ran all of that one down this time. But,
Do you have adult diapers? You have adult diapers?
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't I say adult and babies? Didn't I missed that one. Don't tell me I missed it this time. I was trying to get them all right. It's all right. Yes, ma'am, we do. We have adult diapers, children diapers. We have formula, dog food, cat food. I even have bed, some. I don't have many, but I do have some bed pad covering. Those blue and pink pad covers, I do have some of those.
All right. Okay. All righty. Well, that's us. And like I said, once again, I appreciate you for being here. This is not your first rodeo. So thanks again. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like to leave you with is sometimes we must be hurt in order to grow. Sometimes we must fail in order to know. Sometimes we must lose in order to gain, because some lessons in life are best learned through pain. And with having said that, I will say thank you to my listeners who listened, didn't ask questions or make comments, but that's okay, because you know I appreciate you anyway. And I thank my guest again, and I thank my co-host. And listen, if you're going out, be safe. Try not to have to go out, though. But if anybody's around, I want one chocolate bar. That's all I want. Oh, that's right. The cops have them, so I might have to go up to the police station. Okay. Having said that, I'll say good night, all.